Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
So we rarely do this, but we haven't found a story about it anywhere else, and this was happening, the release was issued during the body of our show today, so we haven't had time to write our own. But it's from the Leavenworth County Prosecutor's Office, and I'll just read it as it's written. A 57-year-old Leavenworth woman has been convicted of charges related to an incident in which two children suffered frostbite on a frigid, snowy evening. On Friday of last week, Debbie Schmidt was convicted on two counts of aggravated endangering a child after entering a no-contest plea. Schmidt left two children, ages 6 and 7, unattended at her residence in Leavenworth on January 16, 2024. The children became fearful because they were alone during the evening, so they left and walked approximately 5 blocks to a family member's home. The temperature was below 10 degrees, and a significant amount of snow was on the ground during their walk. Both children were found to have suffered frostbite on their feet. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for December 20th. And Leavenworth County Prosecutor Todd Thompson joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Thompson, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me again.
I feel like there have been more of these stories, Todd, in the news lately. I don't know what is driving that or if prosecutors' offices are just doing a better job at bringing them to the attention of the people when they happen. But can you tell us essentially what happened in this case? And I do note that she is 57 years old. This was not a new mom. It's not someone in their 20s.
I'm sorry. She's not a mom. She was just a supervising adult. She was just watching the children.
Okay.
She was the mother of the children.
Supervising adult. But I guess the reason I bring up 57, because I feel like at 57 years old, you would know better.
You know, there's some factors into the case. There could have been some miscommunication where she thought someone else was going to be coming to see the children or whatnot, but she did leave without anyone supervising the children.
Got it.
Around about 6 o'clock on a January night, and you know, 6 o'clock right now, it's going to be 6 o'clock and it's going to be dark out. It was dark then. The children were concerned and left the residence, and obviously the conditions weren't favorable to do something like that, obviously, because of the consequences. And that's why this was an aggravated endangering of a child, which is a count that, you know, any child under the age of 18 where the person supervising them or someone places them in a situation in which it can affect their life, body, or their health. And obviously these children were hurt due to being unsupervised.
Did they suffer any permanent damage?
No, my understanding is they're doing well at this point.
I looked up the weather for that night. On that time in our town, Todd, it was 9 degrees around 7 p.m. that evening. It fluctuated between 9 and 11 degrees that evening. So far, far below freezing temperatures. And I guess just, I don't know what the law says about leaving children home alone. I think most people would agree, the reasonable man standard being applied here, that 6 and 7 is too young.
Well, and you know what, for Missouri and Kansas and most of the states in the entire nation, there isn't really a law that says what the age is that they can be left alone. Kansas Children and Family Services has some recommendations, and this seems to go in line with kind of most therapists of children and people that, you know, work with children a lot say. Basically, for 0 to 6, those children should never be left alone. Children from about 6 to 9 may be left alone for a short period of time. 9 to about 12 or 13 could be left a little bit longer than that. But if anyone's even considering that, then they need to kind of look into what type child they have. Do they have a child that is intellectually capable of handling being alone? Are they mature? Are they able to handle responsibilities? Do they listen and mind? Do they have access and know how to access someone if there is an issue? Do they know the important phone numbers to call, their parents' phone numbers, another adult if they don't get an answer? And in doing that, what happens? Do they become emotionally fearful when they're left alone? I mean, if you have to think about in the child's perspective, when they're six, they might, you know, the supervising adult might think they're going out for a very short period of time or someone might be coming. And a child's perspective, this could be a very long time. This could seem like they're never coming back ever. And then they have this, I have to go find someone to take care of me. I'm very scared or something's going to happen. And so each parent, if they're going to leave their child, is going to have this type of evaluation. Again, if this wasn't a January, or again, I said a parent, but it could be a guardian or supervising adult. But each person who's going to leave a child alone needs to realize this and make that evaluation and even question and talk to the child of what they would do. You know, some children may be misbehave or do, you know, like are known to do, you know, write on the walls or run away or not be responsible. Those aren't the kids you're going to probably want to leave alone. And so, like I was saying, if this was a June day, and they left the house at 6, it probably still would have been sunny, and they would have been able to make it to their relatives' houses, which is where these children are trying to go, and we would have never, ever heard about this case.
Todd, you keep referring to her as a supervising adult. Was she in any way related to the kids?
Yeah, she had a connection to the children.
Okay. Got it.
Are you at liberty to tell us where she went?
I believe that was part of the record. She was going to a medical appointment is what she had said. I have no way to disagree with that.
Okay. Because I can understand people, Todd, screaming in their cars, it doesn't matter where she was going. And I understand at age 6 and 7, you could say it doesn't matter. I do think there are shades of, you know, we've seen the case where mom or guardian goes out to a bar, leaves a baby home alone. And there have been fatal cases, horrible local cases where things go south very quickly. So this wasn't a bar. She wasn't out joyriding. It was some sort of appointment. Not that I'm saying that's okay.
Again, I can only take it for face value. The main factors are that she left two children of that age alone without thinking about any of the normal responsibilities that all parents should or guardians or supervising adults should think about. And are they capable and have the wherewithal to be able to maintain being alone and know what to do, call someone if they're scared instead of leave, or go to the neighbors instead of, you know, five blocks, those are all things, that everybody in a situation. And I think 9 out of 10 times, if it wasn't the environment and all these things, we might not have seen a case, but that's still, and you know, accidents might happen, but that's still, children need to be one of the most thought about things to care for over anything else, over any type of appointment.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
Todd, she's going to be sentenced on December 20th. Is she going to prison? Are you recommending that she go to prison?
Again, part of my position in ethics is we haven't got there. My more point is I just want other parents, other guardians, other supervising adults to really, when they're leaving their children, kind of go through these questionnaires, go through each one of those things to think about it. This is more, I want to highlight, this is a cautionary tale, just like the other cases that you were discussing of, we need to think about the kids and the kids' safety first and what they're capable of doing before we leave a child or children home alone or any type of situation like that.
Let us know when the sentencing happens and we will update our listeners. And as always, we appreciate your time, Todd.
Sure, absolutely.
Leavenworth County Prosecutor Todd Thompson. Phone lines are open at 913-586-7798.
So if this is a relative with some connection to mom and or dad, at age 57, you can kind of figure out we can narrow down probably the relationship between this person and the children. That is going to be one hell of an awkward Thanksgiving.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Can you pass the mashed potatoes? Sorry about the kids. It's going to be awkward.
How do your feet feel? I mean, right. You know.
Right.
Now, he had mentioned miscommunication, which happens all. I remember miscommunication when our kids were growing up. Wait, I thought you were grabbing them after work. Wait, what are you going to be? You know.
Yeah.
But, ooh, there still had to be a moment where she left the house to go to that appointment. Whatever that medical appointment was, there still had to be a moment. At 6 at night, I know, where she left the house to go to whatever this appointment was, knowing they were there alone. Even if she thought in 25 minutes, mom or dad or some relative is coming to get them, clearly no one checked. I mean, I don't know how long it takes a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old to walk 5 blocks, but long enough that frostbite set in on both of those kids' feet.
Why not take them with you? Get their shoes on, get them a coat, and let's go.
I don't know.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.